就是我原来想的。
So all of my youth group kids went to eat the dinner with these men and this guy, and I went to the back counseling room.
所以呢，我的那些孩子们呢，就一起去跟他们跟这些人大家一起吃饭，然后只有他这个男人呢和我一起，我跟他做一些交谈。
I was 25 years old and I was rather inexperienced.
我那时候只有25岁，是不是很没有经验？
And I didn't really even know how to start a conversation with him.
我甚至不知道怎么样来开始一段谈话。
He was a fairly young man, but very dirty and smelly.
Yeah, 那个人呢也是一个很年轻的男人，但是他就是而且很脏，而且又很有味道。
His clothes were torn, and you know he looked like he probably not had a bath for a year.
衣服也破了，他看起来就像是很多可能有一年都没洗过澡了。
So I smiled and said, "What can I do for you?"
所以我就笑了，然后我就说我可能为你做什么呢？
And then I got the biggest surprise in my life.
然后我就我一生中最让我吃惊的一件事情。
He said, "It's not what you can do for me, but it's what I can do for you."
他说不是你可以为我做什么，这是我要为你做什么。
And he proceeded for the next 15 minutes to tell me every sin that I had committed in my life. I think.
然后他就在接下来的15分钟的时间里呢，来讲我在生活中，在我的当时的生活中每一个所犯的罪。
I mean, he told me things that my wife didn't even know about me.
他告诉我的一些事情，甚至是连我太太都不知道的。
And I sat there with my mouth open.
我就坐在这儿了吧，我的嘴都惊都那的张开在那里。
And I thought, what is going on here?
我在想这是到底是怎么回事呢？
But I listened.
但是我在听。
And at the end of the conversation, actually at the end of what he had to say with me, because I didn't say anything at all.
在他要说的结束的时候呢，就是我什么都没说啊。
He said, "Mike, God wants you to know that He loves you."
他说 ，Mike， 他说神让你知道他爱你。
He wants you to lead a life that is holy and fruitful.
他要让你过一个圣洁。结果时的生活。
And then he got up and he walked out.
然后他就站起来走了。
And I'm totally blown away.
我就被这个过程就是怎么说 totally 惊呆了。
When I walked out to where my wife and the kids were having dinner, my wife said I looked like I'd seen a ghost.
当我走出来的时候呢，在见我的太太和孩子正在吃晚饭的时候，我太太跟我说，她好像看见了一个鬼怪一样。
Now to this day, I can't explain to you who this guy was.
到今天为止，我也不知道这人到底是谁。
I thought at first he must have been an angel.
一开始我想他也许是个天使。
I didn't have a theology that allowed me to think that some human being could actually know those things about me.
我实在是没有一个什么样的神学能够解释，怎么可能有一个人能知道了解这么了解我。
Today I believe that God can speak to people and give them information about other people, that it's possible that it could have been a person who was just really in tune with God.
但今天呢，我这个理解加上呢，我也想到也许是可能神可以把关于我的事情告诉一个人，让这个人呢，他听到了和神的关于这些给他的信息呢，他来跟我讲。
But my purpose in telling this story is not to try to identify the who this person was. His name was Mark, by the way. I remember that too.
我今天跟大家讲的目的并不是让大家来知道这么一个人，这个人到底是谁。再顺便说一下，这个人名字叫 Mark， 我加记得。
But the one thing that I came away with this was that God, first of all, He really did love me.
但是真的我要想说的是，就是说，首先神他确实爱我。
And that God wanted me to live a life that was holy and pleasing to Him.
而且神要我过一个圣洁和讨他喜悦的生活。
And I again was just I didn't know what to do with it.
我又是变成不知道怎么做。
But as I've thought about this and meditated on it over the years, I've come away with a couple of conclusions.
但是当我反复思考这些事情，在过去的这些年中，不断的思考呢，我有一些。就得到了以下的一些点吧。
The first one is that God calls us all to be wholly committed to Him and to His kingdom, but it's not just a matter of being committed; it's a matter of being holy in our commitment.
首先是神呼召我们，要我们完全的委身给他和他的国。但是呢，同时他也说，这个不仅是要而是同时也要是圣洁的委身。
In order for us to really be able to do this, it's important that we understand what holy means both for God and for us.
但是要我们想实现这一点呢，我们就必须要首先明白什么是圣洁。对神来讲和对我们来讲，圣洁是什么意思？
So I want to start out and talk just a little bit about what holiness is, because I think it's really misunderstood.
我首先要来讲一下到底圣洁是什么意思，因为我相信这有很多误解。
The root definition, the very basic foundation of what holy means is something which is set apart. It's devoted entirely to something.
圣洁的本来的意思就是说一个东西被分别开来，然后完全的投身到给神。
If you look it up in a dictionary, you'll find that it says, anyway, that it has to do with God's majesty, His purity, and His moral perfection.
如果你查字典的话，你会发现这个是关于神的威严，关于神的纯洁，和关于神的完美道德。
I mean, God is definitely different than we are.
神确实和我们不完全不一样。
His holiness permeates all that He is.
他的圣洁包含了他的整包裹在他的整个。
And any place you find God, you find His holiness.
你在任何一个地方，你如果找到神，你就找到他的圣洁。
When Moses encounters God in the burning bush in Exodus chapter 4,
在出埃及记中第四章的时候，当摩西见到神的时候，
God tells Moses, He says, "Take off your sandals because you are standing on holy ground."
摩西告诉神告诉摩西说，脱你的鞋，因为你在圣地上。
That ground was just dirty sand.
那个土地只是一些很肮脏的土而已。
But the reason that it was holy is because the presence of God was there, and in His presence, the ground itself became holy.
但原因它为什么会成为圣洁的呢？是因为神在那里，所以它就变成圣洁的了。
We talk about the Holy Bible.
我们也讲过圣经。
Bible's actually just an old English word for book.
圣经只是一个英语的，在词汇上只是讲书。是这样的意思。
What makes this book that we read holy?
为什么这个书怎么就变成了圣洁的呢？
It's not because it's bound in leather or has gold around the outside of it.
不是因为它可能是用真皮来做的，或者是外面装饰了镀金的之类的镀金的装饰等等。
Shoot, my Bible now is on this thing, and I've got about 14 different Bibles in here.
我的圣经现在是在我这个 tablet 这个平板电脑上，它有大概14个不同的版本。
No, the reason we call the Bible holy is because the Spirit of God has inspired it in such a way that we encounter God's presence in it.
所以我们之所以管这个圣经叫做圣经，叫是圣洁的，是因为这是受圣灵启示而写出来的。
And so holy means something which is set apart, and God is set apart.
圣洁就是表示把什么东西分别开来，是被神分别开来。
Now, we weren't advancing at first. But in terms of how holiness is applied to God, it's important for us to recognize that this is an essential part of who God is.
那圣洁是怎么样和神关系连在一起的呢？而这个圣洁是神非常核心的部分。
God is completely perfect. He has freedom from all that is evil.
神是完全的完美的。他有完全的自由，脱离一切和一切罪分恶分裂开来，分裂开来。
A word that we sometimes use synonymously with holiness is righteousness.
我们经常和圣洁当作同义词互用的一个词，就是说是正义。
Righteousness gives the picture of good actions that are completely separate from sin.
义，就是神的义，是给我们一个图像，就是说是是义的行为和罪不一样。
But righteousness is different from holiness.
但是呢，义呢和圣洁还是不一样的。
Righteousness is something which people or which God does.
义呢是人或者是神所做的一件事情。
Whereas holiness is something that God is in His essential being.
而圣洁呢，是神是什么？是他的内在的核心呢？
And so it's important for us to recognize that, that not only is holiness essentially what God is, but all of His other attributes flow from that, that holiness.
这是很重要的一点，我们要认识到这个圣洁不仅是圣洁不仅是神是圣洁的，而且是神其他的一切的属性都是从圣洁里推导出来的。
So when we talk about God's justice,God's justice is holy justice.
当我们讨论这个神的正公义的时候，神的公义是他圣洁的公义。
It's something that's set apart. It's something that's completely different from anything that humans could do.
这个公义呢是分别开来的公义，不是人能够来做到的公义。
And when we talk about God's love, it's God's holy love.
当我们讨论神的爱的时候，也是神的圣洁的爱。
His love is again.Totally set apart, something that's different, something that is wonderful beyond anything we can imagine.
他的爱也是又一次又是被分别开来的，是超越我们想象的，是和我们想能够就是和我们所做能做的完全不同的。
We can go on and on talking about the different attributes of God and how they're completely permeated by His holiness.
我们可以继续的不断的讲下去这些和他。的圣洁有关的事情。Yeah.
But the key for us, is not just the holiness of God, it deals with our holiness as well.
但是今天我们要讲的不仅是讲这个和神的圣洁，而是要讲到我们怎么样圣洁。
Peter says in this passage we're looking at this morning, you shall be holy because I am holy.
今天在这段经文中彼得讲到说你们当成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Why this isn't working. That's okay. We'll just skip the PowerPoint. It's not that great a PowerPoint anyway. So basically, we have a holy God, but we are to be completely God's, and thus we are to be holy as well.
我们有一个圣洁的神，然后我们呢要完全的属神，然后我们就变成圣洁，也变成圣洁。
So what does that look like for us?
那这到底是对我们来说是？会怎样呢?
Well, for us, when we think about holiness, it means for us to live in conformity to the moral precepts in the Bible, in contrast to the sinful ways of the world.
对于我们基督徒来讲，圣洁就是怎么样呢？圣洁是按照圣经上关于道德的这些训诫来生活，而不是按照这个世界中的道的罪恶来说什么，然后变成完全的但纯洁的来顺服基督。
In other words, it means we're to be obedient to Christ.
换句话说，就是说是完全的顺服基督。
Now, that means, yes, we are supposed to obey law.
确实这样，这也就意味着我们必须遵从律法。
If you had been able to come to Sunday school this morning, we talked about law.
如果你今天早上在我们的主日学中，我们今天早上讲到了律法。
But the thing that we find about the law, the most important aspect is,that it leads us to Jesus.
但是律法最主要的一点就是把我们引向基督。
It brings us to the point where we recognize we cannot ever be good enough to be pleasing to God.
律法就是让我们知道我们永远做不到能够凭我们的行为能够足够的好来讨神的喜悦。
In Habakkuk 1:13 it says of God, your eyes are too pure to look upon sin.
在哈巴谷书一章十三节说他说神你的眼目纯洁不看邪恶不能做事奸恶。
And so basically what it's saying is because we cannot possibly keep the law the way that it's given, then the only way that it can be done is through Jesus.
基本上他就是说我们不可能完全的做到律法，这唯一能够做到的方式就是通过耶稣基督来做到。
And when we recognize that we can't keep the law and we commit ourselves to Jesus,then the Holy Spirit comes into our life and makes us a new creation.
我们认识到我们自己不能够遵守完全的遵守律法，我们要通过耶稣基督来遵守这个律法。当圣灵来到我们的身上，
we die to ourselves.
我们就向我们自己死亡。
And the Bible says that we're born again.
然后圣经告诉我们，这样呢，我们就能够在这里面有重生。
In other words, we become children of the Father in heaven.
换句话说，就是我们成为天父的孩子。
And again, if you think about the passage that we read together from 1 Peter, the verse in verse 14, it talks about the fact that we are children of God and that we are to live in that light.
再回到我们今天的经文的第十四节，彼得前书说到，作为顺从的儿女，不可效法你们原先愚昧无知识的那些欲望。
So basically what happens when we become Christians, our spiritual DNA changes.
基本上就是说，当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们的属灵的 DNA 改变了。
1 John 3:9 says that the Holy Spirit is God's sperm that's placed within us.
约翰一书 verse 3:9, 三章九节说
So basically, what happens in the situation is that the way God sees us changes.
基本上就是说，神的道，神的种子改变了我们。
He no longer sees us. He no longer sees me as Mike McQueen. He sees me as Jesus Christ.
他不再把我当做 Mike McQueen 来看，而是他把我当做耶稣基督来看。
Because Mike McQueen still sins.
因为 Mike McQueen 仍然犯罪。
Mike McQueen still falls short of God's standards.
因为 Mike McQueen 仍然亏欠神的荣耀。
But because God has given me His Spirit and changed my DNA, God now sees me the same way He sees His own Son.
因为神给我他的 DNA, 所以他现在呢，通过他从耶稣基穿过耶稣基督来看我。
And just as Jesus is holy and without sin, so God now sees me as holy and without sin.
就好像耶稣基督是圣洁的，没有罪的。所以说呢，神现在看我就是圣洁的，没有罪的。
So basically, holiness for us as Christians is redefined.
所以说呢，这个圣洁对基督徒来讲要重新定义。
Holiness is not something that we do. Holiness is something that we are.
圣洁不是我们通过做来成就的，而是我们就是圣洁。
And so we mentioned earlier that we have, you know, God said you're on holy ground.
就像还记得我们刚才说到，说神说你在跟摩西说你站在圣地。
That was because His presence was there.
是因为神站在那里。
And we talked about the Holy Bible because the Holy Spirit's presence was there.
我们讲是圣经是圣洁的，是因为神受圣灵的启示来在这里。
So we become holy people because the Holy Spirit now lives in our life and brings us the righteousness and holiness of Jesus Himself.
今天我们成为圣洁的人，是因为圣灵带给我们，耶稣基督所赐给我们的救恩。
Think about the prodigal son for a moment.
还记得那个浪子吗
？The prodigal son went away from home, spent all of his father's money, and then was totally impoverished.
那个浪子他离家出走，把他的父亲给他的钱全都挥霍掉了。
And when he finally came to his senses and realized he was starving to death, he says, I'll go back to my father and just ask to be a hired servant.
当他终于明白过来他也快都饿死的时候呢，他就说我要回到我父亲那里去。
Now, what had he been doing before he headed home?
但他在回到家之前他干什么呢？
He'd been feeding pigs, very good. And he probably really stunk.
在那之前呢，他是怎么？他在喂猪，而且真的很臭。
His clothes were shredded.
他衣服都衣衫褴褛。
He basically was a slave.
基本上就是个奴隶。
And he barely has the strength to get back to his father.
他勉强有力量能回到家里。
And what does his father do when he sees him?
当他父亲见到他的时候，他做什么呢？
He say, "Ooh, stinky, stay away."
他说，哦，真臭，离开，离我远点。
No, he runs to him and he embraces him and is just excited as can be.
但是实际上他怎么样？他跑向奔向他，而且拥抱他，这非常的激动。
And before the son can say make me a servant, the father calls for a servant to come and bring him three things.
当这个孩子说让我再做你的仆人之前，这个父亲就叫他家的仆人来给他做了三件事。
He says, bring him sandals, bring him a robe, and bring him a ring.
他说什么？拿鞋来。拿 袍子来，然后呢，拿他的戒指来。
Now, the sandals were because the only people who didn't wear sandals were slaves.
这个鞋呢，因为当时不穿鞋的人呢，都是服侍的人。
And even though he was this dirty, stinky, starving son, he was not a slave. He was the son of his father, and his father put that mark of sonship on his feet.
尽管他又脏又臭，但是呢，他爸爸把他鞋来给他。
And he called for a robe for him.
然后他要给他袍子。
You know, nice quality Armani clothing.
这个很好的，很有质量很好的袍子。
And you know, he puts it on this again, this dirty, stinky guy, but it totally transformed how he looked.
在这位是仍然是这个很脏很臭的人，但是呢，这个袍子就可以完全的改变他的形象。
And then he puts a ring on his finger.
然后他给他的手指上戴上戒指。
Now this ring was very significant.
这个戒指是很重要的。
Because it was a signet ring. It was the mark of the father's family and power.
这是一个记号，这是代表他在这个家里的权力。
For us, it would be like a credit card.
对我们来讲，今天就好像这是一个信用卡一样。
The father calls for a credit card for the kid who took all this money and went out and wasted it.
这个父亲给他这个信用卡，让他把这个钱都挥霍掉吗？
The neighbors must have thought this father was crazy.
这个邻居一定想这个父亲是疯了。
And yet, the father in his extravagant love.Forgave his son and accepted him back for what he was, for who he was, not for what he did.
这个父亲爱这个孩子，不是因为他做什么，而是因为他是谁的孩子。
He was no longer like all the other people out there. He was now the son of the father once again.
他现在不是像其他的人一样，而是又一次是他父亲的儿子。
His identity was what it was intended to be.
他的身份就是。
And he was now set apart as the son.
所以他现在被分别开来是儿子。
And God does the same thing with us.
神对我们也是一样。
He sets us apart when we embrace Jesus as Lord and Savior.
当我们来拥抱耶稣，接受他做我们的救主的时候呢，神就把我们分别开来。
He completely changes our identity.
他完全的改变了我们的身份。
He makes us like Jesus.
他使我们好像基督耶稣一样。
And as we begin to grow to be more like Jesus, then we begin to look more like him as well.
我们也开始变得来生长来成长变得越来越像耶稣。
Holiness is not an option for us.
圣洁呢对我们来说不是一个选项。
It's something that has already taken place in our lives.
是一个已经在我们生命中发生的事情。
But we want to begin to bring our experience and our position together.
但是呢，我们想把我们的经验呢，我们的经历和我们的这个确实的地位呢，让它一致起来。
Our position is like Jesus.
我们的地位呢，就是好像基督，好像耶稣。
Our experience not so much so.
但是我们的经历呢，却不是这样。
But Jesus says that if we love him, we will keep his commandments.
但耶稣说呢，如果我们爱他，我们就遵守他的命令。
And as we grow to know God,
然后呢，我们并且呢，
and as we grow to love him,
去认识耶稣，认识神，并且去越来越爱神。
We begin to become more like him as well.
同时呢，我们也变得越来越像他。
And the holiness which only seems positional becomes a reality.
圣洁，当他 positional become reality.看起来好像只是个位置，让它怎么什么时候能够变成现实
？And so we end up beginning to look holy as well as be holy.
我们能够成为被看起来是圣洁的，而不仅仅只是圣洁的。
I think sometimes we have the wrong perception of salvation as Christians.
有些时候呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们对这个救恩呢有一个。比较有个错误的认识。
We make it all about us.
我们把它变成好像是都是关于我们的。
We choose to accept Christ as Savior because it keeps us out of hell.
我们接受基督作为我们的救主呢，因为他能够帮助我们。
But it's not about us. I mean, it is about us, but it's not primarily about us.
确实也是关于我们的，但它并不是主要是关乎我们的。
It's about God.
而是关乎神的。
It's about His holiness.
是关乎他的圣洁。
It's about His honor.
是关于他的荣耀。
It's about the fact that we have offended that holiness and honor, and we present ourselves to Him to be changed.
而且是关于是因为我们得罪了他的荣耀，我们现在把我们自己呈现在他面前，我们要来改变我们。
Walter Marshall was a 17th century British preacher.
十七世纪的有一个英国的牧师叫 Walter Marshall.
He was commenting on Ephesians 1:4, which says.We were saved to be holy and blameless in His sight.
他就是在做评价这个以弗所书一章四节。他说我们
He says, what a strange kind of salvation that they care not for holiness.
Yeah, 他就说这是一个多么奇怪的救赎，他们不在乎圣洁。
They would be saved by Christ, yet be out of Christ in a fleshly state.
他们被基督所拯救，但是他们却不在基督里面，而是在他们的肉体里面。
They would have their sins forgiven, not that they might walk with God in love in time to come.
他们的罪被赦免，但是不是呢？让他们来和神，不是让他们行在神的爱中。
But they might practice their enmity against Him without any fear of punishment.
而是让他们继续的行恶，而不至于害怕神。
When we're saved, we are placing ourselves under the lordship of Christ.
当我们被拯救的时候呢，我们就被放在基督里的，就接受了基督做我们的救主。
We're saying, I want you to be everything to me.
Yeah, 他就是我们的主，然后我们是说呢，你是我们的一切。
I can't change myself, but you can.
我没法改变我自己，但是你可以改变。
Give me your Holy Spirit that I might become like you.
赐给我你的圣灵，然后使我可以变成好像你。
And as we live with Christ,
当我们和基督一起生活。
And as we let His life through His Holy Spirit empower us,
让他的让他进入我们的让圣灵进入我们的生命活来给我们力量。
Then we do grow.In holiness.
我们确实成长，确实在变成圣洁。
Do you want to skip ahead two slides? Yeah, okay. So, when we have a proper view of salvation, we see ourselves as citizens of the kingdom of God.
当我们有一个正确的关于救恩的观点的时候呢，我们变成神国的子民。
We are adopted as sons of God, sons and daughters of God.
我们被领养成为神的儿子。
And we begin to live as Jesus.
我们变成像耶稣一样生活。
Next slide. So holiness then is not a necessary condition of salvation because we can never be holy.
所以说呢，圣洁呢不是救赎的，不是得救恩的一个前提条件。
If holiness were a condition for us to be saved, then that would be works. And the Bible says we're saved by grace, not by works.
如果圣洁是成为是得到救赎的一个条件的话，那就凭了我们是因为行为而得救，
But holiness,
而不是因信心而得救。
Holiness is part of salvation that is received by grace through faith in Jesus.
但是呢，圣洁呢，确实是救恩的一部分，是我们领受的，在通过信耶稣而接受的一部分。
In salvation, we are saved from sin, and we are saved for holiness.
在救赎中，是把我们从罪中救赎出来，把我们救到圣洁中去。
Let's go to the next slide. There are some practical issues then with regard to what it means for us to be holy and completely committed to God.
这有一些实际的情况，关于我们怎么样能够变成圣洁的和完全是委身给神的。
If I am growing in holiness that the Holy Spirit enables me, then I will have close fellowship with God. If I'm growing in holiness, something that the Holy Spirit has given me, then I will grow in my relationship with God. my fellowship with God.
如果我在圣洁中成长的话呢，我就能够在和神的亲密中也越来越成长，和包括和神的关系中也成长。
And if I'm in fellowship with God, then I will grow in greater holiness.
如果我在和神的关系中成长呢，那么我在圣洁中也会成长。
If I'm growing in holiness, it will affect me in a positive way.
如果我在圣洁中成长，它会正面的影响我。
When I set myself apart to be like God, then it's a blessing. My whole life is touched and changed by that.
当我把自己分别开来，要像神一样呢，圣洁呢，我的这就是一个对我的一个祝福，我的全生命都会改变。
2 Timothy 2:21 says that if we're going to serve effectively, then we need to grow in holiness.
提摩太后书二章说到，你要想有效的服侍，
And finally, then our assurance of salvation is made clear as we see ourselves growing in holiness.
Sorry,
that's okay. Skip ahead two more slides. Okay, how do we do this?
那我们怎么做呢？
We don't.
我们不做。
We can't. By ourselves, it's not possible.
因为靠我们来说，我们是不可能的。
But Paul tells us we're to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是神告诉我们呢，我们要被圣灵充满。
And as we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, then He transforms us.
当我们把圣灵邀请到我们的生命中的时候呢，他就改变我们。
And in that passage in Ephesians, Paul goes on to say that when the Spirit is in us, we speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
在以弗所书五章十八节说到。
We sing and make music in our hearts to the Lord. And we always give thanks and we submit to Him. These are all marks of growing in holiness.
Next. 这些都是在我们在圣洁中成长的记号。
Okay, and next slide. I think it's the next one. Yeah. As we are filled with the Spirit, we're renewed in the Spirit. And verse 16 in Colossians 3 says, Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you.
在哥罗西书16节，第三章16节说到。
And so, the word of God has a powerful impact on us growing in holiness.
Sorry.
The word of God has a powerful impact on us as we grow in holiness.
神的话有一个强有力的作用在我们生活中。
Because we can see what God, what His ideal is for us, how we are set apart.
因为我们能够看到他是怎样为我们工作，怎样把我们分别开来。
Next slide, please. And finally, that as we begin to recognize these things, as we are filled with the Spirit, and as we are given to the Word of God, then we begin to live the reality.
终于呢，当我们
So basically, what happens is what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4:7. He says, God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
所以最后说，神没有叫我们。
Let me get the last slide.When I was at the rescue mission, Mark, whoever he was, told me a lot of things about myself that I think only God could have known.
当我回到这个救赎的这个事工，他那个人告诉我一些事情，只有神能够知道的事情。
These were things that I had struggled with for years.
这是一些关于我在很多年中都是一些挣扎的事情。
They weren't necessarily things that I was currently sinning in, but things that.They were mindsets I couldn't break out of.
不见得是我当时正在犯的罪，但是一些我在脑子里的一些挣扎，不能够脱离开来的。
And I recognized that God wanted that to change.
我认识到神要我改变。
And I realized that I couldn't do it myself.
我也认识到我自己做不到。
And over the years, those things have changed.
经过一些年呢，这些事情确实改变了。
I'd like to say they're completely changed.
我现在想说呢，这些事情完全的改变了。
Unfortunately, some of them still haven't changed.
但是也不幸的是有些东西事情呢确实没有改变。
Because sometimes sin leaves scars in our souls.
有些时候罪呢会在我们的灵魂上留下一些疤痕。
But God has been changing my life.
但是神呢确实是在改变我的生活。
He has been making me more holy.
他确实是在使我更来越来越圣洁。
And he's done it, not me.
是他在做的，不是我在做的。
Yeah, I have to yield to him.
我必须屈服于他。
But it's something again that is a process that's been going on for 40 years.
说一遍，这确实是呢一个在过去40年中一直进行、一直发生的一件事情。
And I know that eventually my life will reflect the position that God has given me.
我也知道到最终的时候呢，我的生活呢会和神给我的位置相称。
But the last thing that Mark told me before he left that day at the rescue mission. Was this.
但是最后一件事情，那天 Mark 告诉我的最后一件事，当他离开那个救济事工的时候的告诉我的最后一件事情是这样。
He said, if you want to ensure salvation for those with whom you're going to work, teach and preach this message.
如果你想确定那些人领受到你给他要交给他们的救恩的时候这件事情的话，教他们这一点。
God wants us all to be holy.
神要我们都成为圣洁。
First Peter 1:15 and 16 are the verses that tell us that.
彼得前书第一章十四节到十六节这么来告诉我们。
It's not an option.
这不是一个选择。
But it's something that God will give you if you ask.
但确实是如果你
祈
求神的话，神会赐给你的。
This morning as we go to the communion table,keep in mind the fact that what Jesus did on the cross is what gives us that position of holiness.
当我们今天来到这个饼和杯的时候，让我们记住，在脑子里就是这件事情是耶稣基督所给我们的。
That because His body was broken and His blood was shed, we have not only forgiveness but we have holiness as well.
这个圣洁他给我们是因为他的身体被破碎，他流血。
And so as we share in the Lord's Supper today, ask God, first of all, thank Him for your salvation.
当我们来分享这个本和杯的时候，首先我们来感谢他赐给我们救恩。
Thank Him for holiness.
再一个呢，感谢他赐给我们圣洁。
For His holiness.
感谢他是圣洁的。
And for your holiness.
也感谢他给我们圣洁。
And then pray that by His Holy Spirit, your life would reflect.What He has already made you.
然后呢，祷告通过圣灵，你的生命呢，可以反映出他给你的圣洁。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Again, Father, we can only say thanks.
再一次，父啊，我们只能说感谢你。
You have bought us with the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
你用耶稣基督的宝血来将我们买赎。
And with the same precious blood, you have made us holy.
也用这个宝血使我们成为圣洁。
Oh God, please send your Holy Spirit that